This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Now that it's 2019, we're less than 5 months away from the primary election for mayor in Philadelphia. Mayor Jim Kenney will be seeking a second term. All 17 seats on city council will also be on the ballot, along with the sheriff's office and the city commissioners who run elections in the city. Joining us for a look at what's ahead is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. Dave, is Mayor Kenney in for a battle this time or a cakewalk?
Well, he certainly has history on his side, Jennifer. I mean, not since the current city charter was adopted more than 70 years ago has an incumbent mayor lost a reelection battle. It's been close a couple times, but we haven't had a competitive reelection battle in 20 years. That said, you know, politics are kind of weird these days, and some elections have gone in surprising directions, so you can't always assume old rules apply, I suppose. I will say if there's a challenge the mayor has to worry about, it will come in the Democratic primary in May and not in the general election. There just aren't enough Republicans in Philadelphia anymore to think they can seriously contend for the mayor's office.
All right. So looking at that primary, we have one candidate throwing his hat in. It's former city controller Alan Butkovitz. What do we know about him and how he may conduct his race?
Well, he served 3 terms as a city controller, so as a citywide elected official, you have to take him seriously. I attended his announcement a month ago. He presented a long list of grievances against Mayor Kenney: property assessments, crime rates, stop and frisk in the African-American community, underperforming schools, and, of course, the soda tax, which is going to be an issue. It was striking to me that for someone who's been an elected official and Democratic ward leader in the city as long as Butkovitz, that there were no elected officials or union leaders or prominent political folks at his announcement. And he also doesn't have much of a campaign fund, so he has an uphill climb. But he thinks there's a huge reservoir of resentment at Kenney that he can tap to fuel his campaign.
Let's talk about potential mayoral candidates in the wings. Anybody?
Well, yeah. I mean, State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, who lost to Kenney 4 years ago, has told me and other reporters he's thinking about another go at it. Last time he got millions in help from a super PAC, 3 rich guys from the suburbs who favor charter schools and vouchers. That didn't get him very far. He has been critical of the soda tax, so maybe he thinks they'll come in with some money. But we don't know for sure yet if he's going to jump in, and it's getting late for him.
Let's look at the soda tax, also called the sugary drinks tax, for a moment. It could be working for Kenney, could be working against Kenney. It could be working for Alan Butkovitz in terms of him being against it.
Yeah, it's interesting that the tax in some respects is both an asset to the mayor and a liability. I mean, you know, it's a penny and a half per ounce levy on sweetened beverages used to rebuild parks and fund pre-K, all good things. The benefits were delayed in part by a court challenge. But, you know, it's also been heavily criticized by the soda industry and by grocery stores. You know, we had a ShopRite in West Philadelphia that announced it was closing recently because of the soda tax. And we should note, Jennifer, that the American beverage industry has put a lot of money into these fights around the country, and they put a lot of money into Philadelphia, and they may do more in this election.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. How can the Soda Coalition put money into a mayor's race?
Well, this is interesting. You know, because we have limits on campaign donations in Philadelphia, they can only put a big investment through a super PAC, these committees that are the result of the Citizens United ruling, which are allowed to get huge checks and spend unlimited sums as long as they don't coordinate with candidates they are supporting. They have formed super PACs in some other places in the country, and there's rumblings that that might happen here. My guess is they're going to be very pragmatic. They will not support a mayoral candidate unless they really think they could win. The other thing to look at is city council. Remember, it was city council that enacted this tax. City council can repeal it. And in Chicago, when the beverage industry weighed in there, the county commission, after a month, reversed a soda tax they imposed. So I would look at that as well.
A look at maybe city council. Progressives running more and more. Where do we stand with looking at some fresh faces?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people running for particularly city council at large seats, too many for me to list. One of the interesting phenomena on this election will be this surge in younger progressive voters, which we've seen in the last 2 years. They came out in big numbers in 2017 and elected a progressive district attorney, and a new city controller. They came out in big numbers in the congressional elections. And if they show up in force in this election, it will have an impact. One of the most interesting things about the last mayoral election to me, Jennifer, was that only 30% of registered Democrats showed up to vote. And that means if you can mobilize a constituency, you can have an impact.
Very thoughtful. Thank you, WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, Jen.